step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Five, four, three, two, one. We have ignition.
What is there to be jealous of?
Fuck is haters, cause they ain't as big.
Hey, these little fuckers decide to freak out on the kids.
And at one point, I said, let's get it on.
What the fuck is going on?
And this is not an acoustic environment that's suitable to request this from me.
Live from the JRB studios, this is Real Talk Radio, the OBE show, the OBE show.
Hello, it's the OBE show, don't you know? What's up, Ray Brown?
What's up?
Hey, it's an old throwback, BRB, JRB in studio together again, dude. When was our first actual show? I need to go back and actually find and tune that.
February 24th, 2013.
That was when we started the Facebook, though.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Because remember, we were doing it on the Spreaker program, remember? That's where it started, remember?
I thought that's the day we started Spreaker.
No, I don't think. Did we? Not yet. Ray's just trying to push these freaking crumble cookies on me right now, dude. I'm already zoned in, dude. I'm fucking pumped up, dude. The blood's flowing, dude. Supporters page up there. You guys take a good gander at that for a minute while we sit here and talk and shoot the breeze with you. Ray, how's your work week this week? It's really great. Let's get into that segment here soon. It fucking grinds your gears. And I know what's going to grind your gears. And we're going to talk about it tonight, aren't we?
Yeah.
Double impact window job today, huh?
Yeah. That's not double impact. This is called impact windows.
I thought you said a double impact job.
No, it's not.
No, you had a double impact job today.
It's not called double impact. It's called just impact.
No, but did you have a double impact job today?
No, the first one was not.
No,
you said
you hate the double impactors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurt my body.
Yeah? Why you turning red over there, did you?
I can't catch my breath.
You did a line of Kizoke over there or something.
Well, I'd be a lot more active.
Jolly Green Giant, I don't know who's in here tonight. Probably nobody. Ain't probably nobody want to listen to us tonight, Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. They're like, it's just those two guys, dude. We ain't going in and listening, dude. I don't know what you guys are doing right now, but if you're watching this Denver-LA game, dude, it's not good, dude. It's not good at all, brother. They're losing. I want the Nuggets to win. I can't stand LeBron, dude. He's such a crybaby, you know?
Yeah.
I know you don't really get into much sports, but I'm sure we're going to be talking stuff that you're going to enjoy tonight there, Ray Brown. Fucking Pound Town Ray Brown. I know you don't like sports, but die.
I like Pound Town.
take it to Pound Town, Ray Brown, right? Welcome and joining the show. Let's go ahead and put this transitional page down. I don't know who's in here tonight. Who's in here tonight, Who's? Johnny's on it? Johnny Logan's not in here yet? That's a surprise. Shoot, dude, he's like the first guy in here.
Oh, there's three people watching.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, me, you, and somebody else. Steve-O. Steve-O always gets in here real quick. Watching. Huh?
Does he who's watching?
I don't get that, dude. They don't. It doesn't show up on here. You see my comments?
It used to
come on there. Only when they first come in there, dude. That's okay, guys. Tonight I'm on C4. Brought to you by C4. Somebody needs to contact them. We need a contact for them. But let's deep dive. So we'll get into what really grinds Ray's gears here in a bit. Tonight's number 27, Ray. We're 27 deep. Are we losing how we're doing this? Are we getting better or are we getting worse?
I think we're getting better.
I mean, is the what do they say? Flatten the curve? Are we flattening the curve? Are we like out right now? Or
Michael O'Brien is watching.
Michael O'Brien. Oh, Michael O'Brien. That's the guy I work with. Love him. How you doing, Michael? Hanging out with us tonight, Big Ray Brown. Johnny is away, as you saw. His girlfriend's not doing well.
Yeah,
prayers for her. She's going into hospice, I think, which is
good. No.
And Jeremy is getting ready to go out of town. I think he talked about it the last time on the show.
He said he was going to go to a clothing optional pool.
Is that what he said? Is this yes. Who's?
Is that mine?
That's yours. That's definitely yours. We can hear that, on the replay. That's it. That's done. We're hitting on. We can see who's commenting. Optional clothing pool. He said he's going to rock the OBE show shirt, dude, with nothing on, dude. That's it.
I want to see a picture. Picture or it didn't happen?
Yeah. You can blur it, dude. Scribble it out. I don't care, dude. Just, I need to see it. It's in a natural like setting.
A, cover it up.
Little piece of Laffy Taffy. Folks, it's like a piece of chewed up bubble gum. Right?
I'm gonna throw up.
Shot the fuck out tonight, aren't I?
Yeah.
So he was not here. So that leaves me and Pound Town Ray Brown, and we were supposed to have a special guest, Ray Brown. What happened? Did you rearrange your guts before she came?
No,
and
made her
rethink the whole operation. Because at like 6:30, dude, you guys were gung ho, dude, that it was happening.
Yeah.
That we were going to get our first female in studio.
Well, she was putting she was putting together
the Vaseline.
No, the head
on your bunghole.
God damn it, Josh! The head of the Yoda. We got, you know, we do our Legos.
Yeah.
So
your Legos.
We got like a big Yoda.
Aww.
And the head turns.
Like people that do like puzzles.
Oh, sorry, it's not Yoda. It's Baby Yoda. You know, Grogu.
Well, there's no such thing as a Baby Yoda. People just made that up. Saying it's a Baby Yoda because they don't know his fucking name.
It's Grogu. Right?
But they have... You're the fucking freaks that are like, oh my god, they call it a Baby Yoda.
I don't care what they call it, dude.
Jeez.
Got a little green
So
shit.
She was putting the head on the Yoda.
Yeah, she's building it. And
she fucking died.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Passed the fuck. Slapped the
fuck. She passed away.
Yeah. Terry Shadowed.
Dude, she's still... I tried to explain that. I was on the phone with you trying to explain that.
Listen, I know it's kind of fucked up, but Terry Schiavo was the longest living person on a ventilator. Do you know that?
Yeah, life support.
Dude, right. Like fucking 21 years, this lady's on there, dude, fucking hucking down the oxygen on the iron lung, dude, keeping her alive. And I think you said that the person after that, they ended up going to jail?
I don't know what happened to the actual person, per se. I'll probably have to look that up and talk about
it.
Yeah.
If you guys are just tuning in, welcome to the show. It's me and Ray tonight.
So, that person went to trial, I guess, like, got charged finally.
Yeah.
That's, like, the last thing I ever heard about it. Yeah.
Damn!
I don't know if he got anything or, you know. I mean, listen. So, Morgan sent me a video on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And it's about this woman, like, that postpartum... psychosis.
Right.
Like psychosis.
Okay.
And she had 2 kids, I believe.
2.
Yes. It was in 2014, by the way.
Logan is watching. Woo! Johnny Logan's in the building! What's up, Johnny?
But, so, according to, you know, reporters, and also like the police report and stuff.
Right.
The husband or the boyfriend were called
Did
in
you
and was
this
like
up?
No, it was in the video.
Was it?
Yes, this is actually it shows the video and everything. It's like a 40-minute video.
Damn. Steven, so, welcome to the OB show, Steve-O.
Grissol.
What's up, John and Logan?
And so long story short, I guess because the baby wouldn't shut up the mother like had it on like the kitchen counter, and because the woman wouldn't shut up, or the baby, I'm trying to read that and talk. So because the baby like wouldn't stop crying,
yeah,
I guess she like kept hitting it until it stopped, and like the guys said was like the baby the child's head's smashed in over this and that. He was like, the baby is this. I need someone. Like, that's how he's talking on the phone. They're like, well, sir, like, you can explain to me why the fuck? Just send somebody.
Send somebody. Yeah. Help, dude. 911, dude. Fucking, you're supposed to say fucking, come to me. Help me.
Yeah, and I, so, yeah, that woman, like, I felt speaking so bad. Of that,
did you see the thing about that, you need water?
I got
some water? You ain't got no water?
I have a Pepsi, it's fine.
A little bit of water?
Yeah, it's fine.
I think I may have taken one sip out of it. Herpes. Perfect. Yeah, wet that whistle a little bit. Yeah.
Thanks.
Put it on. Okay. Sorry, the Marine follow. On the subway.
We didn't hear about
they
this.
Already have people. Hey, Todd, what's going on, brother? The Marine in the subway tunnel. We've talked about it. That's right. You weren't here on Tuesday. So the Marine.
No, I passed away.
You didn't hear about the Marine vet that fucking choked out dude on the subway? Fucking killed him?
I passed away today night.
Yeah, it was fucking panty dropping Ray Brown Tuesday, beating the wife's guts up, dude. Too busy, balls deep in it. And a little too high to come over.
I never once said either of those two. I'm not going to say they're not true.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't say I said them.
But the vet, he choked the guy out and he fucking killed him.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Now they're saying that he should go to jail for murder. Manslaughter.
What? Okay. What was the circumstances to...
The guy, listen, the guy fucking was jailed 42 times prior to that.
Okay.
For assaults and this and that and stabbings and all sorts of shit. This guy was getting irate on the subway, dude. This guy started freaking out, dude. The Marine grabbed the hole and fucking choked him out. Killed him.
Well, you know what? Look at the guy's past.
And the governor's like, the governor's not even got his back, dude. These people that are on the subway train are like, dude, he's a fucking hero. Everybody, even your boy, fucking walking tall, fucking dad beer. What's his name? Damn, just had
Dwayne
all
Johnson?
That. No, he had all that Bud Light shit commercial. He was talking all that shit. God, I can see his face right now. He was in Joe Dirt. Jesus, what's his name?
Which guy? Kid Rock?
Kid Rock. Damn, I couldn't get his name out fast enough. That motherfucker's like, dude, he's a hero. This guy's a criminal. And the guy that was a witness, that was on the stand, said this guy's a hero. He could have fucking killed a bunch of people, dude. Sometimes one person. You know what I mean? And we talked about on Tuesday, people are so afraid to fucking jump in and help out because they're so fucking worried they're going to get sued.
Yeah, literally.
They're getting sued. They're getting fucking, oh, now they're going to jail. It's like, dude, I fucking did you a favor by taking this guy out. And you're going to fuck me? No. That's what I said. It was like the same thing with the Kyle Rittenhouse shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the same thing. Like, sometimes things are meant to happen. To those that, you know, fucking make stupid, have dumb ideas. Eventually, like I said, dude, if you're a creature of bad habit and you constantly do things like you steal shit and this and that, eventually one day...
It's going to catch up to you.
It's going to catch up to you, brother. It doesn't matter which way it's Sunday.
You're going to rob the wrong motherfucker or you're going to do something to the wrong motherfucker and they're going
to... Because guess what? On any given fucking day, some shit always happens bad to us.
Yeah.
And we're not expecting it. But like I said, if you're fucking constantly running from the law, dude, eventually shit's going to happen. And just like that fucking traffic stop video you posted, that reel today, of that fucking guy where he fucking shot them and started shooting cops, shot that cop in the leg. You see that?
I posted
it. You posted that. You're like, holy fuck. It said,
what?
Stop, car stop goes crazy or something like that. And the guy literally is like, you got a gun? You got a gun? And he's like, no. And he fucking opened the door, he's like, pow, 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 and fucking the dude, the shot guy, shot him fucking 10, 12 times, I think it was, 13, because I think he's got a 13 round.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking shot him all and then put the back in and start shooting him again. You don't remember that? You post so much shit.
I don't remember.
You don't even remember what you post.
Pull up for
I'll
me.
I'll tell you what, though. The shit that you have been posting, like the Cartman South Park episodes, fucking spot on. Me and Steven talked about it today.
He's like, he's...
The retard, he's like with the soft helmet. Duh! Honey, what's his disability? And she's like...
Listen, they gave me this semen for free. The guy Joe behind the dumpster out back
told me I had to close my eyes and suck through a tube.
He's like, I suck through a tube, so you know.
It's fucking South Park, we were talking. And then you posted the one about, and I didn't even know it. I forgot can't. About it. Was the episode of fucking Futurama.
Yeah.
Bender.
Yeah.
When he was a transgender 20 yeah. years ago.
I just watched episodes.
Dude, like everything that these fucking people write about these sitcoms like that or whatever you want to call them, and shit was true, like, what the fuck, bro? How?
Which Bender episode, though, because there's a Bender episode
where... It
was
where when he becomes an Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, I thought you meant the wrestling one. He's like, Bender the transgender. When he was in the wrestling...
Shit that
when he was
days,
in the wrestling league.
That South Park episode, what was it? The one with the bow in the hair that you sent me? It said Cartman identifies as a girl and he goes in there to shit. Like...
Oh, yeah.
What about the some of these
what about
best Special
Olympic ones
dude.
You're talking about? He's like, duh.
Yeah, that was the one. Dude. Honey, what is your disability?
He's retarded.
I'm retarded. Stupid. These people who write this shit, though, are like pretty much geniuses at this point.
I want to know what goes on in the mind of.
I want to know.
Daniel. Who's the guy that wrote Rick and Morty?
Daniel Harmon.
Yeah, Daniel Harmon. There we go.
Like Daryl Harmon.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways. I want to know. I want to know.
You want to jerk him off, don't you?
What? No. I want to know what goes on in that mind.
Why?
I want to know how much drugs he has taken. The Fright and Rick and Morty.
Well,
dude.
First
like,
of all,
come
he's
on.
Always fucked up when he writes those parts. It even says it when he acts them. He's got to be fucked up to act in character. Which
I get
is
it.
Something that we've seen before. By who? Not only one of the best actors out there. One of the best actors
Will
out there.
Will Ferrell.
Heath Ledger. He got so wrapped up in playing that fucking crazy Joker part, dude, it drove him to fucking be insane.
Was he taking
Literally.
Psychotics or something?
Fucking all sorts of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
They said, and you can see it on film, the guy, like, that, some real, I'm not going to beat the guy up, but it was some really good acting, but I'm sure it was also a cry for fucking help. They said he was such a fucking drunk and a drug addict, dude. Doing some hardcore drugs. Shit, I remember seeing his bare naked ass when I was in, like, the fucking 7th grade watching A Knight's Tale.
Oh, man, he was so good, though.
Yeah, Miss Dukeman, you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, remember Miss Dukeman?
Tale. She's on my Facebook. She's figuring it and talked to Yeah, she...
I don't think she liked me when I had her.
She probably didn't.
No, no one liked me in school.
Nobody
that
liked,
fucking
nobody
asshole.
Liked any of us, dude. We're all dicks, dude. You know what I mean?
They're assholes again.
Yeah. And it's sad, like, I see some friends on my friend Facebook that were friends from school, and some of them are flourishing, and some of them are like, dude, what are you doing with yourself, bro? Like, get out of, like,
I
see
just
people
started my
like,
job
hooked
at
7-Eleven. Bad, dude.
How you doing, dude?
Fucking real bad. You see people on drugs all sorts of these days now. Fucking.
Day.
I know, I'm talking like Joe Biden for a second. This fucking C4 has got me pumped, dude. But it's just like all these pill pushers and shit, dude.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
All these fucking illegals, and that's where we're rolling into, right?
God.
In the fucking grinds your fucking gears. Right up this alley. I know you wanted to talk about it, dude. You've been dying to talk about it. And I told you, you better bring that energy that you did off the mic about this, because it's fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Talk about it. California is the most fucked up state.
Well, let me wait. So, there is some schools.
Schools? Mm-hmm. What kind of schools?
Middle school, high schools.
Okay.
In upstate New New York, and my dad was just telling me about this, that the students cannot use the gymnasium because being used as a shelter for people that should not be in this country right now. What? The
You're
shelter,
not wrong.
The shelter. Like, come over illegally. Like, pay your fucking taxes. Like,
no,
come on.
Dude. They're fucking, like they, like I said,
they're coming
on
over
Tuesday,
like rats
dude.
Right now, though.
Like I said on Tuesday, Trump said it the best, dude, in his fucking greatest speech ever. They're fucking, they're brain crime. Some of them he said are good people.
Who was that guy?
They're rapers. They're drug dealers.
Who was the
they're
guy that just got arrested
getting,
at the border?
You
know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think I was going to talk about this, so I wrote his name down.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, but
the drug
like,
lord.
Yeah. And they're fucking coyotes, dude. They're coming all over with these sex slaves and shit, man. They're fucking coming in by the thousands, and that's why what's her name?
110,000 a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bitch.
Bitch. Because guess what? You know what they said? Guess what, dude? If we can fucking storm the Capitol and muster them, how the fuck are you going to stop 100,000 people coming from the border?
Yeah.
And you ain't fucking shooting them. You're not. I don't care who you are.
I
had this argument with a guy today that wanted to fucking suck my dick at work.
He wanted what?
No, I mean he wanted to be a dick at work. I don't know if he should suck my dick, but be a dick at work.
You were telling you
they're
wanted
fucking
to suck
coming
dick.
In. I'm like, dude, they're coming in by the fucking thousands, dude. Or the fucking Biden administration, and they even said it. The camp, they're fucking got to impeach the guy. The fucking country is going down the shitter, dude.
Yeah.
And if you and they saw that on that day, on you storming the Capitol with enough fucking people, that's it. Fucking, they can't
I
stop
can tell
anybody.
Right now,
you know what I mean?
If they were like China, all those people have been fucking shot. These people come across the border,
that's what I'm saying.
All be fucking shot.
Fucking North
and they
Korea,
wouldn't care.
Dude, you coming across their border, they're shooting you.
Yep.
And they ain't fucking shooting to wound you. They're shooting to kill you.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know who the fuck this person is, but I'm not supposed to be
and
in our country.
That's exactly what I told the guy at work. I said, what about these other countries where they're fucking lopping heads off and shit, dude? Come over here, Timmy. I'll fucking lop your head off. Your fucking limbs and send it back to your
home
country.
I don't get
country.
It because...
Our country's such a pussy.
U.S.
Our laws are... Dude. You are more likely to spend your life in prison as a fucking... idiot on the streets than you are to be an illegal immigrant coming over from fucking into the country.
Yeah.
A fucking murderer is going to jail, prison, for life. But we got fucking people that are coming from another country that are fucking killers. And they're just getting shit back. No, we don't want them here. But guess what, dude? Somebody's got to take action and said, hey, we're shutting these borders down. We're putting fucking the military on the borders. And if you're coming through, we're going to fucking shoot
now,
you.
Now, this goes back to the
we're
thing
we're
going to
shoot you on sight, dude. This, we can't have you coming across the border like fucking ants. We're going to have to kill you.
This comes across the point where I put up a couple weeks ago about, let's just say, all these illegals are coming down. They're coming across that one, like, canal or the river.
Yeah, the Rio Grande,
okay.
Dude. They're
well,
fucking
did you see how China
across.
Is flying down to South America and flying over and then taking it up to Mexico and then coming across the border?
Yeah.
Did you see how the China, now they were having Chinese doing it?
Yeah.
A lot of them, too.
Yeah.
It's like 10,000 a day.
Yeah. They're not going to stop.
So, because they know they can't get into the U.S.
Why do they say depression?
It's going to be depression.
It's going to fall the bottom out. What do you think is going to happen when you raise the ceiling? The debt ceiling?
Didn't they just do it yesterday? Or are they still trying to do it?
I don't fucking know.
I forgot. I stopped watching the news. It was pissing me off.
I can't stand watching the news anymore, dude. It's sickening. It's absolutely sickening. And I go into these people's homes all the time that are like, yeah, I voted for Biden. I'm not going to lie. I fucked up. Yeah, you did. You fucked up hard. And now they're trying to impeach him. And I fucking hope it goes through.
Yeah, I know.
The fucking country is literally going
well,
down
yeah,
the
well, this is because he got that 600... I just pulled it. This is what pisses me off, all right?
You said how much money that California
is
giving.
California Labor and Development Agency is asking for a proposal for $690
million
in assistance because they want to give $300 a week for 20 weeks to more than 5 million people that's not authorized to work or even reside in the fucking U.S.
Really?
Bitch.
What about the what about the fucking millions of fucking vets we got around this country?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't giving them $500. You don't see them going fucking panhandling out there giving out money on the streets, do you? Fuck. $500 a week? Is that what you said for 20 weeks?
$300
a week for 20 weeks. That's like fucking $20,000.
Oh, this fucking immigration attorney saying certain people do not have permit legal status, but based on permits or visas, they have the opportunity to work. And so what, they're citizens now because they have the opportunity to work?
And that fucking whore, RSC or whatever her name is, that Cortez or whatever bitch is out there, she's stupid as it comes too. She's like, yeah, let's give them driver's license. Yeah, then what? Then they're guess what? They can vote. The fuck, dude?
Listen, here's the thing.
Why the fuck are we bending the rules for illegal immigrants, but we won't bend the rules for our own fucking people?
Yeah.
It's sick. It's fucked up. It really is. It really is fucked up. I don't get it. Let's let them come over. Let's fucking ship them over, dude. Let's put them on boats and fucking everything else and just invade the fuck out of the U.S., dude, and just fucking obliterate us. That's it.
Listen, so Amazon has been fucking up lately. Why did I get someone that ran up to me and didn't speak a lick of English to hand me, and they were asking, like, you know, are you that? I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying right now. Like, are you Raymond? Like, bitch, yes, I'm Raymond. Like, give me my like, which I don't care, whatever. At least they're working. But I was at my dad's house.
Of course, there's always got to be a button there.
Oh, the Amazon lady walks over next door and puts a package down, right? And then takes another package out and then hands it one to my dad. My dad goes, that's not me. And she went, and then my dad's like, it's not me, it's my neighbor. And she goes, and my dad's like, hello? Like the lady.
Hi,
this is Earth. Have we met?
Hello?
And so my dad say, like, she finally started speaking, but like broken English really bad. And she's like, oh, you not. And my dad goes, do you not speak English? And she just straight up was like, no.
Of course not.
He's like, how the hell are you delivering packages that you don't speak English, but you can't also read English? Like,
are you my mom?
And the lady next door came out and was like, hey, I got your package on my doorstep. He's like, of course you fucking do. Yeah. I'm like, come on, man.
Well, I want to talk about California again.
Yeah, they just need to burn up.
California just needs to fucking become its own country, dude, by itself. See ya, bye. Because this shit is getting out of hand. There's a city in California.
Wait. You read that right there? How come California can do that, but if it was a fucking red state, it'd be a fucking rat that right there.
Yeah.
Owes $20 billion to the federal government as of December 31st of 2023.
$20 billion? Who, California?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that a surprise?
Which was loaned for state unemployment subsidies.
Subsidies.
Whatever. Shut up.
Richard. California, in a California city, they are pulling all gas ovens.
Yeah, what's up with that?
They are pulling all gas ovens from the city. They got to get rid of them. But if you've been a big dick swinging there for fucking years on end, bringing the money to the city, guess what? They're going to exempt you, and that's what they did for Cody on his own restaurant. It's a name that I'm not even going to try to pronounce because it's fucking will be hacked up. It's an Italian restaurant, and they said they have to have that oven to be perfect. And I don't fucking get it. How can you bend? This is what I'm saying, man. And the rules fucking bend for everybody. Oh,
listen, if
I don't give a fuck who you are, the rules are always bent some which way because you're getting fucked one way, but you're going to give it to him another way. It just, I don't. I mean, I'm just. You know what I mean? I don't get it.
If let's just say,
what
if
the fuck,
if Tom Cruise was drunk driving down the road and fucking hit somebody, oh shit, I killed him. My bad.
Yeah.
If you
let's
did
write it off, dude. Let's do.
If
let's
you did that, you fucking be bent over asking fucking daddy to get the soap for you.
Yeah.
You know.
You'd be you'd be locked up through a key. But I don't know that football player Henry Ruggs. Killed those people at 120 miles an hour. Kid and her kid.
Mm-hmm.
Killed them. That dude's probably going to spend 20 years in prison. He pled guilty. He should have. If you're fucking... This is what kills me about this fucking country. You can go to fucking court, deny, knowingly they know you did it. Knowingly. Fucking, but you could be acquitted. Just like that.
Yep.
Because you had a good lawyer that got you off. That's why.
You got money.
Yeah. But guess what? Just like I said before, shit catches up, dude. And that's it. Once it catches up, that's it. Oscar Luego. But yeah, California. Like, how? Like, that's like they just said they're going to stop selling gasoline-powered cars by, like, 2026 or something, or 2030 or whatever it was.
The company you like, Chevy, is fucking going right.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Why? What's going on with that?
They're all electric, man.
No.
They're not making anything.
Are you gas kidding me?
After 2024.
You have your car, dude, the Ford Mustang. It is a electric piece of shit now.
It's a Ford coupe.
Yeah. Garbage.
Mustang coupe.
Garbage.
Yeah, I know.
And then you guys bring back, like, you guys are like, yeah, you know, I'll bring back the Ford Ranger. Not only do you bring back the Ford Ranger, but now you have the Ford Maverick.
Well, first of all, the Ford Rangers, actually, I don't feel like are that bad.
What about the Ford Maverick?
That can go die.
Yeah, what's up with that? That's a four-cylinder, isn't it?
No, it's pickup? Yeah, it's a little four-cylinder. Yeah, three-cylinder, something like that. A little
beater.
I thought they were going to be electric the way they looked.
Yeah, that's what I did, too. Yeah.
It's weird, I see people are like, driving those. So I seen people driving those Honda Ridgelines, those fucking cucks, you know, the fucking SUV car truck thing. You know what I'm talking about? Full drive truck. I'm like, no.
There was a bumper sticker. I don't remember exactly what it was. I don't remember what it was, but it said
three cylinders, gas, Johnny Logan.
Gas. What it was? gas is too expensive. That's why I drive a Honda. What the fuck? What the fuck? Why would you put that as a fucking bumper sticker? Gas is too much. That's why I drive a Honda. And first of all, if you're a guy driving a Honda Ridgeline, there's something wrong with you.
Five cases of Bud Light is their towing capacity is what Johnny Logan said.
That's probably yeah. Not wrong.
You got it there for there.
I got, oh, Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking big swinging dick coming out there. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he will do anything and sign anything to ban trans medical care for a minor. I believe in that. I believe in it. You know? I think he's doing the right thing. Gender dysphoria at a young age, I don't think is
so
a...
So that means... 18 and younger, right? Or is that like a 15, 16, 17?
I want to say a minor to them is 17 and under. 18, I believe, is when you become an adult there in Texas.
Okay.
Not 16, I think it's 17. But if you're 18, you can do what you want then, I guess. But for as far as a minor goes, which I think is great. Just like we said before, like watching these fucking South Park episodes.
Was it, weren't you, had to be, didn't you have to be 18 to buy... Like tobacco products at one
in
point.
In the state of Florida was 18 here.
Yeah, and now it's 21.
Correct.
I was just thinking about, although for some reason this came to my mind when we were talking about that. Well, I'm thinking of all those legit. Fucking kids who are like 18. They're like, oh, cool. And then like the next year it's like, oh, yeah, take it away from you.
Yeah. The one girl, she's like, yep, tomorrow starts the ban and I just turned fucking 21. Says not anymore. What'd they do, change that back to 18? No. Still getting my fucking license checked every time I go to a damn gas station for something tobacco-wise. Shit, they weren't even letting you buy a lighter at fucking 18. If you were under the age of 18, they wouldn't sell you
a lighter. I can't even go to fucking Lowe's and buy a can of spray paint, bro.
That is true. You can't. I don't think and if I you're get, 18 and under.
And I get carded for... I get carded, like, if I'm sick and I get Sudafed.
Well, yeah, they do that every... They,
that's because it's correct.
They run the they run your ID for Sudafed so that the system knows how much you've bought. So you can't like because that's what people all these crackheads were doing.
I think I should buy like five packs of Sudafed and see if someone comes and visits.
I don't
me.
Think anybody's doing that anymore, dude.
Oh.
Triple C's. I don't think anybody's doing that.
Well, they
shit
use
anymore,
it for
dude.
Other things.
They're doing fentanyl now, dude.
What's wrong with fentanyl?
Well, they use well those was, yeah, pills because cool, I asked deal, about right. this. The Sudafeds, I believe, or what, the Sudafedrin, right? That's what they use to make meth,
yeah.
I believe. I don't know the recipe, I'm just saying, it's what I heard.
Oh, is it?
They call me fucking, what was that guy's
it's
name?
It's one of the main ingredients they need for meth.
What was that guy's name, dude, on fucking Breaking Bad, dude?
Babyface, give it time, love, Aunt Bonnie.
Oh, Aunt Bonnie.
I was wondering who this Aunt lady Bonnie, was.
Yeah, I brought her a freaking TV, dude. She's freaking, she's one. She's like one of us, dude.
Is that the lady
drinks,
you just helped?
Yeah. Drinks beers, smokes cigarettes, gets down with the boys, does a little clanging and banging, you know? Watches some football.
Clanging and banging?
Anything. Yeah, Aunt Bonnie, dude, she's just fucking... They're like one of those grandmas that you wish you've always had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe smoke a little pot with you. Maybe do a little drinking with you. All
maybe crush a fucking lion down with you.
Maybe smash a lion down or two back in the days, old Stevie Nicks style. Old Stevie Nicks style, dude. That's it. Back in the day, dude. Stevie Nicks was a big cokehead, dude. I love Stevie. Love her. Oh. This was another thing I wanted to talk about tonight, but because Morgan's not here tonight, this was going to be a perfect topic for the both of you that I saw.
Oh, my God, dude.
This is the one that lost her job because she went on a podcast.
Oh.
And talked about her sex life and lost her job.
Why is that?
I had to stop it there for a second because I can't believe that if you go on a podcast, like our podcast... And you go to work tomorrow, and they're like, hey man, I heard you on the OBE show, and I heard you talking about your favorite sex position. Yeah, we don't like to deal with people like that, so we're gonna have to let you go. And you're like, what?
Well, sex is very common these days, you know. Everybody's doing it.
I meant, please go clean out your desk. You've been fired. You're like, what? Fired because I went on the OBE show and said that my favorite sex position and talk about sex? That's it? You fire me?
I'd be fired like the first day came on.
But, hey, she talked about her favorite sex position in her sex life on podcast. What do you think her sex position was? I'll give you one guess.
Missionary.
It was missionary. How the fuck did you know? Did you see the story? Didn't you? No. Probably the way they looked at it.
No, I didn't.
Cocksucker.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Here's not even on.
I knew it. Yeah.
What's missionary
Shut
position?
Shut up, Ray.
What's the missionary position, Ray. Josh? Come on, Josh.
Ray, we're not breaking it down. We're not breaking it down.
Here, I gotta get a definition right here.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fucking prick.
Yeah. So she tells him her favorite sex position is missionary, and you want to know why? Because she likes manhandled. She went on to say these things, and her company said, dude, hey Rachel, yeah. Yeah, I saw you on the OBE show last night, huh? Looking good, huh? Yeah. Yeah, heard about you and your old man's sex life, dude. Pretty cool, kinky little bitch you are, aren't you? Yeah. Well, guess what? I'm sorry we're going to have to tell you this, but they said there ain't got no room for kinks in this building, dude. We're going to have to let you go. And you're like, what? You're going to let me go? And she's an actor, too. It's not like she's a nobody. But
there's a definition for you, Josh.
What?
Read it to the people.
An informal position of sexual intercourse in which the man lies on top. And the woman lays below, and they lay face to face. I don't know why I had to read that. I mean, most people know what that means, Ray. I mean, Christ, I'm hoping people are at least the age of 18 before they're listening to our show. I mean, I'm not telling people to go out there and crush up lines of Adderall and take them before the show.
What's wrong with that?
Saying. I mean, if you want to get zoned out and spaced up, dude, that's it. Ray, I want to talk about
this. Why did you want to bring that up if Morgan was here, though?
What's that?
The sex position.
The sex position? Because yeah. I think it would have been a fun topic to talk to you guys about. I think it would have been fun. Because you guys always, you especially, always like to go on your little sexual escapade about what you've done and your cork and your popping and your squirting. I just can't, dude. And the people want to put a face with it. Especially when you've been talking about it. Like a fucking oil rig, dude.
We don't talk about that one.
Yeah.
Dude, you know that old well pump? You got to go out there and pump like this, you know? This.
Yeah, that's it. Just let's roll right downhill. I know you're not much of a sports guy, but I want to talk a little bit about sports.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about a little bit of nerdy stuff. I got a little something in there, too. A little nerdy. Huh?
I've been working a lot, so I haven't had much time.
You've been working a lot. What? Working like a slave, dude? Putting windows in?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Hey, where's Johnny Frank in here tonight, dude? Where's he at, dude? Somebody dig him up. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's with...
Huge a-hole.
But then he also had to go to his knees for his birthday. Oh, watch. Dude. It's like, boom, he pops up, and you're like, oh, shit, there he is. Some news. I know you guys, you don't really watch any kind of sports. I know you said you've been watching a little bit here, a little there. But the Rays today, man, they lost.
I've seen that.
Yep. They lost 2-3. They lost again. They lost yesterday also 7-8, man. Last two games they've lost. But they're still 32-13. They're still 3.5 games ahead of the Baltimore Orioles, thankfully.
The Oreos?
Tomorrow they play the Brewers at home. We need to get together, dude. We need to do an OBE show fucking, like, baseball game. That'd be cool. You know what I mean? Meet the fans, dude. They're like a meet and greet, dude. Like, just get, like, 20 tickets.
I'm the fat ball guy. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm Ray Brown. Nice to meet you.
Oh!
What?
Dog.
What?
I told somebody.
Oh, God.
That was supposed to come in about how I got that girl's number.
Oh, about Trisha. Black Suburban. You want to talk about that?
No, I just want to tell you.
I talked about it on the last show. I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Oh, I said a lot.
Oh, I hope she didn't watch the show.
Shoot. Hey, good. Hey, if you missed it, go back and watch last week's show. We talked about a lot of stuff on Tuesday, dude.
A lot about me.
You probably should have went back and listened to it today on Spotify because you'd been like, dude, what the fuck, dude? You roasted me.
Did you really?
Yeah, because you ghosted me, so I roasted you, dude.
Oh, my God.
It was fucking a whole panty dropping raid Tuesday to the foyer, dude. That's what we did.
To the foyer.
To the foyer.
I can't believe you. Morgan probably listened to it and not even told me. She's probably like, huh.
Yeah. She's like, oh, my God. He lied to me.
How'd I lie?
Boston. That Boston Celtics game last night, dude, was a fucking banger. I wish Fitzy was in here because I want to talk a bunch of shit about his team. They suck. Jason Tatum, 30, dude. In the last 4 minutes of the game, dude, they turned the ball over 3 times. He turned the ball over. And 2 times was traveling. Dude, you're a fucking NBA player going up in big minutes at the end of the game to bring the fucking to rally the reins back. They were down like 4 or 5 points at one point. They were coming back, travel, boom, turnover. They go down and score. Oh, now they're up by 6. Boom. Does it again. Now they're up by 8. You're like, dude, you're fucking shooting yourself in the foot, dude.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Boston, not a good game last. They fucking turned the ball over way too much. Fucking Jimmy Butler, 35 points, commanding lead of that offense. They fucking played outstanding. All sorts of shooting from the floor. Guys from the bench putting threes in. Can't wait for Tyler Hero to come back. Bam Adebayo, he was fucking going off. Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, all of them. They actually played really good, and they took over game one at Boston at Madison Square Garden, 123-116. That was a fucking nail-biter. Now, this game. Oh, shit. Don't miss Indiana Jones and the Dial of the Destiny.
Yeah.
Is that the new one?
I think so.
Holy shit, I didn't even know there was a damn...
And I think Harrison Ford's actually in it, like stars in it and stuff. He motherfucker getting old.
Yeah, dude, but now they got AI, dude. They don't even need him.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot. The fucking thing knows your voice and everything, dude. That's going to be a game changer, dude.
That's weird.
That's good, though, for Rick and Morty, dude. Fuck yeah. AI, pick up on that shit, dude. I want somebody to... Hey, I want to get a fucking, like, Rick and Morty thing done of, like, the OBE show so we can have a, like... The OB,
that drink, dude, I would get like, a tattoo of that.
That'd be cool.
I'd tattoo that on me.
Yeah. Would you?
Oh, yeah.
I want to get, like, the one that I have that says Backwoods and that has, like, his shirt. I want him to, like, to have, like, the OBE show shirt on and shit.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool. And one with a hat, like, Rick. A friend of mine, they could draw, but I don't know if they'll do it for me. I want them to. I might get a Rick and Morty tattoo. I don't know. I've been thinking about it. But if we get one cool like that where it has the fucking OBE show shirt and shit on, dude, I fucking get it, dude. It's the brand, dude. The OBE show, dude. Everybody's been calling it the OBE show. I guess we're just going to call it the OBE show from now on. Because OBE didn't put periods.
Obe.
We called the Obe show.
Obe.
Lakers, Nuggets, 57-64. It's a close game, 7:15 left in the third. 126-102 last game, the Nuggets took the game over. LeBron had some big points up in that game. 32 points, I believe it was. Who that game. Anthony Davis had a 40-game point. I'm hoping Denver, dude. I hate LeBron. I'm just a fucking LeBron hater. I just never really liked him.
I mean, I think me and you, like, that's why we get along so well, because, like, I don't... This fucking mic is going to get chucked across this room.
Well, it's not my fault. You got to keep fucking changing your seat, dude.
So, like, we don't like Taylor Swift either, you know?
I don't like Taylor Swift. I mean, yeah. I know you do, but I don't.
I don't.
I mean, you said you would take the tickets and go to it, but...
And drink some Bud Light? Yeah, okay.
Really?
Dude, I just sent you that, I sent you a text. I was like, these people over here drinking that gay beer at the bar. Jeez. And you're like, what?
So you said, like I said, something nerdy.
Mm.
You know Disney and fucking Ron DeSantis have been feuding. I'm sure you've seen it all over the news.
Yeah, I have.
Now they said they're going to decline building any more shit in Florida. They scrapped a $1 billion plan for a whole new reno fucking zones and worlds and whatever the fuck they were going to do. Canceled. Done. Where do you think they're going to go? They're not going to build in California. It's too fucking expensive.
Don't tell me Georgia.
I don't know.
Oh, you're asking where you think they're going to go?
I don't know where they're going to go.
Let's say it's Disney. It's going to have to be upstate. Like Eastern.
Upper states?
Like Maine.
South Carolina?
No. I'm thinking like...
Virginia?
New York, New Jersey type shit.
You ever been to the Busch Gardens in Pennsylvania, in Virginia?
I want to go.
I think it's in Virginia.
I think it's in Pennsylvania.
Is it in Pennsylvania?
My mom and dad went.
I went to the other one. I don't remember where the other one is. I'm pretty sure it's in Virginia or something like that.
Someone like Giant Logan would probably know.
It's actually really nice. I went to it. It's cool. It's like around the world. It's pretty cool. I liked it. It was cool. I liked it. It was different. You know, down here,
my
it's
mom
all
and
about
dad.
The animals and the Africas and the this and the that.
Well, I think my mom and dad went to the Disney.
Yeah, it's in, sorry,
Disney.
It's in not Gatlinburg. What's the other town?
Vision Forge?
It's there. No. It's in, I think it's in Virginia. Williamsburg? No. Might be? I don't know. Where is it?
I'm typing
it. Busch Gardens. Man, I went there, dude. I can't believe I don't know the name of it. Yeah, Williamsburg, Virginia. I was right.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought so. Because we did the Colonial Williamsburg tour. Loved it.
Is there a Disney?
Again.
Is there? Oh, that's the Disney in California, right?
California and Japan.
Yeah, so my parents went to the Disney in California, Disney World. My dad said it was...
Well, I'd like to go, but there's
parks.
Fucking
my mom's
billions
like,
of people there, dude. Like, there's so much stuff I still want to do. Like, I want to go to, like, Williamsburg. He just got caught him. I want to go to, like, Miami Beach. I want to go to Key West. I want to go to... I've never been.
Me either.
You never been down there?
Mm-mm.
I'd love to.
When my parents were going all there, I was working every day.
You going to come out with us, dude, when we go to Mississippi? We're going to fly out of here fucking from here. It's a 2-hour flight from here to Mississippi.
What are we going to Mississippi
Biloxi,
for?
Biloxi, Mississippi, dude. OB show trip, dude.
Biloxi?
Gambling.
Oh, God.
Go put some money down, dude. Go out there, have a penny dropping weekend with the fucking old lady.
Is the OB funding this money dropping?
Or Disneyland is in Cali. Disney World is in Orlando. Yeah. Fuck California, dude. I'd like to go there, but I'm never going to California.
Parents went. They went to Hollywood and everything. It was on their bucket list. They're like, I'll never go back to that place ever again.
Ever. Shit, dude.
My dad said he was walking down the road, and this guy was... Dude, you fucking nasty. Anyways, so my dad said he was walking down the road with my mom, and this guy walks out and, like, just starts undressing and, like...
Really?
Yeah, and just...
Yeah, because there's a lot of homeless out there.
Dude. Yeah, he was in a camper on the side of the road, and he's like...
A camper?
Yeah.
Is
and
he a fucking movie star?
No, and my dad asked somebody, and they're like...
That's King Dingling, dude.
They said they're allowed to just park wherever they want, and there's no squatters. Like, there's squatter rights there.
My cousin went there. Everything is similar. Something smaller, but... Yeah. There's always a fucking billion people everywhere, dude. It's California. I mean, come on. Oh.
My dad has a picture with somebody. I don't know who it is. I wish my mom was listening right now.
Yeah, I got you.
Of someone famous.
Who?
My dad said he was in the Lost Boys. Oh, he was in the Lost Boys and the Goonies and
the
other.
And the guy just died?
Mouth.
The guy just died?
I don't know. They called him Mouth.
Mouth?
I forgot his name.
You got a mouth on you. Yeah. That was dead silent. So, what do we know? What else do we know? What else did you want? You wanted to talk about some other shit too, didn't you?
You said nerdy stuff. What was the nerdy stuff?
That was the nerdy stuff. We were talking about Disney World. That was nerdy, right? White nerdy? Kind of dirty? UFC Fight Night coming up this Saturday. I cannot wait, dude. It's going to be the Dern versus Hill at the UFC Apex. I put it in that. That fight's going to be good, dude. Those are two girls I want to see. Yeah, no, it's this Saturday.
Which one's August 5th?
August 5th, that is UFC 293. No, sorry, UFC 289. UFC 289. That's the Sterling fight, I believe.
Is that what it is?
The 23rd? Now you made me getting confused. I don't remember. All I know is Dustin Poirier and Justin Gate. I think Justin Poirier and Justin Gaethje, I think, is fighting for the BMF belt. Baddest motherfucker.
Jake Paul versus Nate Diaz.
The boxing fight. There's big news about the Nate Diaz shit because apparently the Texas board of whatever, for them to fight, he is going to get drug tested. And he said, I don't take steroids, motherfucker. I just smoke a lot of weed. And they're like, oh, well, that's a no-go.
Which one? Jake Paul said that?
No, Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz fucking smokes like a motherfucker.
Why would I do anything to...
I don't know.
I mean, smoking weed's not going to make you fucking... It's not like you're going in there fucking all coked up and shit.
I don't know. It's just one of the things that they say they drug test for.
That's so like when that swimmer got like drug tested. So he's like, he's got weed.
That might mean them might be them pulling out of fucking Texas and going somewhere else.
Oh, that's true.
Now, Nate Diaz is the one that scheduled all this shit. He's the one that's fucking putting on the new event because it's boxing. And he's been trying to push his boxing shit. But I don't know if it's going to work out. You think he's going to... He's definitely not going to let Jake Paul beat him up. He's going to put that shit to bed. I think he's going to beat his ass, to be honest with you.
I know, that's going to be scary.
And I'd like to see it. But this Dern versus Hill, it's going to be a good fight. But that BMF belt, now that Jose Masvidal is retired, the belt got relinquished. Yeah.
Okay.
After he got beat up his last fight. We watched that. That was a good fight. But yeah, UFC, the fights are coming. I cannot wait. There's some fucking great fights lined up. And those are going to be huge nights. So hopefully we got the bar. You just saw the kick plates.
They look good.
Ray, we just did the other night. I didn't post any pictures. If you guys are still following the group chat, we put in the ceiling, the drywall for the ceiling, which that's done, and the insulation.
Yeah.
So now all we got to do is basically run the walls and the outer edge, and that's it. I wanted to put that trim up last night, and I'm like, no, because you're going to put the drywall up, and you're going to slap every shit up, you get shit all over it. Might as well just wait till you're fucking done, beat the ends off with a fucking mallet, and put the boards up there, paint it. I might have to order more graphics. I tried to get that graphics
thing. If anybody know what kind of graphics we can use on the tin roof, let us know.
Yeah. I got those full panels of vinyl, but it's so hard to put them on the panels. I'm gonna try to work some of those bubbles out. If not, I'm just gonna build the fucking thing around and say fuck it. It's good enough. It's a garage bar, dude. It's the fuck kick around the edges. This thing's coming out greater than I ever thought it was gonna be. But I think we can probably get some work done on it this week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit. Once we get the walls. That's it, dude. It's go time.
We can start having shows down there.
Yeah, dude. That's going to be fun. And Jeremy just said he just...
Jeremy Wango built this computer.
Built the computer, dude. It's getting tested, and it's going to be sent over. So by the next... Well, he's off all next week, too. But...
Next four shows, I would say.
The next two shows is going to be still on this computer, and then once we get the new one after that, it'll be different. But it'll be great, because I went back and listened to the show. If you guys listen to it on Spotify, I'm sorry, but The audio's choppy because of how the computer lags and all the processors that it's running.
Not all of the shows are cut spotty. Out. Yeah, and spotty and stuff, you know?
Not all of them, but some of them. I went back and
some of them are bad.
Were real bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Cutting in and out. So once we get that tightened up and we get that taken care of, I think everything will be running golden.
Yeah.
And, of course, we got all the microphones for downstairs. I'm still trying to figure out what we're going to do for a bar top.
Dude.
That's what I need to find out. What we're
you said bar top, and I just thought about buffet bar for some reason. Like a bar, like a buffet?
Like a buffet.
Yeah. Because I made reservations for the Texas Day Brazil again for Sunday because last time she was sick. So
yeah.
At 1 o'clock. And her rims and tires come in tomorrow.
Nice. I'm still trying to figure out what we're going to do for a bar top. I don't know how
I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do at midnight.
What we're going to do at midnight?
Midday at 1.
When?
Tonight.
Why? Is Waffle House open?
Dude, if it was open, bro.
Bitch.
I can't believe, open? I can't believe you forgot the most important day of the year that I don't even like celebrating. I forgot tomorrow you're turning 30. Yeah, you fucking prick. You didn't even give me a birthday present or nothing.
Bitch.
How long have you known me? God.
What'd you get me for my birthday, Ray? I'll wait.
At least a tug. I mean.
At least a tug?
Yeah, something like that.
A rub and tizzle?
I think I fucking. When was your birthday? December 4th.
Oh my God.
Whose birthday is December 4th?
December 4th is not even the right
month. I know. It's September, isn't it? Or October?
Oh, my.
August.
Dude, I have the easiest birthday to remember, bro.
January 4th.
January 4th. So, you're right in the right birth month.
I know. January 2nd.
There it is.
There we go.
Finally.
Second day of January.
I only take fucking 20 years, dude. That's sick.
I don't know why. We don't
normally celebrate birthdays.
I don't.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Now that we
got my woman's like, what do you want? What do you want for your birthday? I'm like,
blowjob.
Anyway.
Blowjob.
So,
I mean, that's it, dude. Blowjob. I mean, come on.
We already discussed that. Anyways, so she's talking about like actual presents, like buying. I mean, I said hooker, but she got mad at me. So
Trisha from fucking Publix parking lot, babe. Trisha in the parking lot, dude. I can't believe you weren't here for that. We talked all about that.
Did you really?
Yeah. Trisha in the black Suburban. Call me.
What about the other lady in the Publix?
What?
We talked about
her too. Fucking big tit McGee, dude, just fucking walking in there shooting shiz with us.
Yeah, she was quoting.
I
was like,
we were quoting too.
Well, you were talking about the fucking we were a little messed
Johnny
up.
Johnny Hopkins.
But yeah, we're talking.
We smoked weed with John Hopkins.
I mean, he looked like he
Johnny
might have been
Hopkins
there.
And
listen, when I said we're gonna go home and watch that, and she was like, "Let me know if you want company." I was like, "I'm out."
Yeah, like, Ray's like, "All right."
I did not say
dude,
that.
And she had, like two fucking minors with her.
Yeah,
those kids were like 15, 16, maybe 13. Old lady was macking on the boy. She's like, "Man, I'm gonna show you guys. I'm gonna show you
I'm an attractive man." It was Mother's Day. What can I say?
I don't remember. That's how that went down at all, dude.
No,
you
I was.
Me, you want me? You want to replay what you were doing on that day?
Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, I was bitching up a storm. Oh, those kids were so bad,
dude.
You
were fucking going off. I think that's why she fucking was like, "Oh my God, dude, I need to go and give this guy a blowjob." And she fucking wrote her number down for you, for fucking ginger you. Speaking of which, my other buddy Cody, he's a ginger too. His grandma's not doing well either. He wants to come on and be on the show. Dude, I don't think there's room for two fucking gingers in here, dude. You guys weigh like 7 pounds apiece.
Seven?
Yeah, dude. Like good 7 pounds apiece.
We can have fight night and we can see who takes the ginger spot.
Ooh.
Who do you think would win?
Damn. I think you would win.
I would?
I think so.
Yeah, you already know.
Fucking poor Cody, dude. He'd get his ass rocked, dude. Big fucking Reggie Ray Brown, dude.
I ain't never been
That's
knocked.
That's what Steve-O calls you, Reggie
Listen,
Ray.
Listen, I ain't never been knocked out.
Like Reggie Roundtree, dude. Don't call you Reggie Ray Brown, dude.
I don't know. My dad hit me in my head one time when I was younger, and that's the only time I think I've ever seen stars.
You're retarded. You're like Cartman,
he knocked a few brain cells out of me. It's
your
okay.
Dad definitely fucking choked a few brain cells out of you.
Oh yeah, with
I
his mean, belt.
I would have wore that ass out, but you're a big, jolly, fucking giant ass.
It's my birthday, and he's like, fuck. He's like, I even wrapped the umbilical cord around his neck and everything.
Hey, are you playing fucking Santa Claus this year?
For who?
For the kids.
Do I look like fucking Jolly the Green fucking giant?
Didn't you do it for your sister's kids a few years back?
No, I was going to. I was like, I'm going to dress.
No, your dad was doing it, wasn't he?
Yeah,
dad
I
was doing it, yeah.
I thought about dressing you're up fucking, as a Grinch.
Your dad's too skinny now, dude.
I thought about undressing and just dyeing my hair all green, dressing up as the Grinch. I got the belly and everything for it.
Might as well be.
And I thought about like running in the fucking, the house, steal that fucking Christmas tree.
Fucking perfect. You rolling into that big green, jolly green giant. You know what came out today, 21 years ago? I'm pretty sure you posted
Iron
also.
Giant?
No. It was a Disney movie. Big green motherfucker. Ugly son bitch. Come out of like the fucking Styx. The swamp.
Did I post something?
Shrek.
Did I post? Oh, I did post that.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
Fucking
dude, sometimes when I'd be getting drunk or something like that, dude, I post some shit on Facebook.
God,
Morgan's like, do you even look at what you post? I was like, I don't even remember posting that. So, and I was like, it's 1 o'clock in the morning where
yeah.
I post that. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, and I comment on it. I'm like, cool, dude. And yet, you're like, I didn't post that. It was like two things tonight. Yeah, you want to know why? Because you fucking hit share on every mother sucking thing you fucking put up, dude.
Mother
share, 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 share.
I shared the OBEE show.
Did you? If you guys can give us a thumbing in or liking and a shiz air for the boys so everybody else can come and find us. Blue rugged collar. Gingy looking motherfucker over here. What time is it, Ray? Is it the Carly clock? Are we hitting the time?
The Carly clock.
Are we hitting the Carly Clizok? Hey, don't forget, we got to get a picture after this. Are you staying for a little bit? You want to party for your birthday for a little bit? Or are you about to just pack it in, dude? Because I need a little bite of that crumble cookie also.
Oh, dude, if you guys get a chance, go to crumble
also,
cookie.
Also, you need to go up there.
So good.
Open up the gate. Drive down here. Unload the shit out of your truck. Load all the shit up from my trailer into your truck, and then you can leave.
I'm not loading all that shit up right now.
Oh, but you want me to go out there and hump that fucking cage?
I said
there?
I'll hump it back into your back porch, bitch.
In my back porch?
I'll put it in your shed.
Bitch.
On your shed, your garage, whatever you have. You live in the actual house.
I'll actually put it in the garage.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in your garage. How big is your garage? I got something big
oh,
to
man,
put in.
Oh, man, what a fucking hit, dude.
Who won?
Was that goaltending? How's that goaltending? It might be goaltending. I think that's what they're calling for.
Are they?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. Is this like the last seconds of the game? No, this is the last seconds of the third quarter. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it was going to go in. That's why he's pointing. That he check it, check it, check it. Because I think they're going to say it's goaltending. If they get the bucket, it'll be 79-79 rolling into the fourth. God, please let Denver come through. And prayers for Johnny Logan. I mean, sorry, Johnny Frank and Delaney for her grandma and Cody and his family and his grandma. And Jeremy, you just need help all the way around, brother. I don't know even know if he, I don't, he probably, dude, he was probably too, dude.
There's no help for him.
He's gonna text me in about 10 minutes and be like, dude, I fucking forgot. Because normally he'll pop in like, dude, I forgot. That's what he does all the time.
He's
Johnny
watching,
Logan.
Oh,
though.
He just started watching.
Did he really?
No.
Oh, no, Johnny Logan, dude. Johnny Logan's been in here, dude, since fucking beginning of time.
Day one, he's been A1.
Yes, it, dude. Day one, A1, dude. We've got to get him a t-shirt. Johnny Frank's got to get him a t-shirt.
Is that the one down there?
Is there one down there?
Mm-hmm.
Right here? Or my back patio?
Back patio.
Back patio, I think it might be. Thank you for all tuning in tonight. Oh, big update. Forgot to talk all about it, dude. Cosmo was found. Cosmo was found safe. I forgot all about it. I appreciate you guys for sharing all that.
Oh, here's a thing I want to talk about.
Oh, boy.
If anybody is listening right now or is going to listen later or going to listen a few days from now, I don't care when the fuck it is. If you can put a date in that comment, send us a message when the fuck the Waffle House opens because it's really pissing me off.
Yeah.
It says opening soon. I'm like, how soon?
How soon?
When are we doing this?
When are we going?
I told Morgan,
we'll
said...
We'll do a little live shoot from there.
I told
the
Morgan, I said, once it opens, I said, don't expect me to be home.
On Tuesday and Thursday night.
On,
be out there
and she goes, I don't give a fuck what you do, but you better bring me home leftovers and better be chicken and waffles.
Jesus. Sickening.
Oh, God.
I forgot you were wearing the show shirt. I appreciate that. Show swag. Is that the double XL?
Yeah.
Looks good on you. I think that one looks a little bit better than the regular XL.
Well, Morgan wears the extra large, and it's like baggy on her.
Well, I hope so. She's a girl.
What's that? Some girls are extra large.
Extra large?
Yeah, you've been with quite a few of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Look at the one that tried to kill you. Tried to stab you.
Stab me in the eye with a knife.
Literally. It was a knife. Domestic battery, please. Save me!
You're sick.
But,
what are you ending it on tonight, brother? And we got to get a picture after this.
I want the fucking Waffle House open. Yeah. I want my chicken and waffles. Well, listen.
No, that's not possible.
Listen, there's a place. It's called Harps. If you take a right on Mitchell Boulevard from Little Road? Yeah, right before Trinity. Take that right. And about a mile and a half down the road on the right-hand side, there's a place called Harps. Every Sunday, I think between 11 and 2, they have bottomless mimosas.
Oh.
Bitch, they are strong. They poured out of a fucking canteen. They already had that bitch whipped in. I had like six of them, and I got in the truck. I was like, one eye was like opening.
Right, that's always when you're like 40 drinks deep.
You start, I know. I started looking stupid, yeah. And then I can drink another 40 and still look stupid.
You do. What are we going out on tonight, Ray Brown?
But they have chicken and waffles, and they have biscuits and gravy there. The best.
Really?
I've ever had.
Perfect.
Morgan doesn't even like biscuits and gravy, and she has some of mine. She was like, those are good.
Yeah. Real good.
Dude. The best.
All right. Once and for all, thank you for tuning in.
Oh, on Mitchell Boulevard, he said. Place is dope. Yeah, Johnny Logan's been there.
How bottomless mimosa. See, this motherfucker knows everything, dude. He's still here. What are we going out on tonight, Ray Brown? And this was number 27, by the way. We're getting there.
It should be number 30 for my 30th.
Oh, damn.
Damn,
not
dude.
Yet, dude.
See, your son's birthday is today. He turns 8.
8.
And I turn 30.
Tomorrow.
At 3:36 in the morning.
May 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Brown, born 3:38 a.m.
6, I believe. My mom's going to watch it and fucking totally fuck us both and, like, correct us both.
Yeah. That was strange that we did talk. We were talking a little bit of hype. Did she ever talk to you about that? How much she watched that episode?
I don't talk to her too much.
You don't?
No, because every time I talk to her, it's like, when are you going to do this? I'm like, oh, my God, there's a fucking to-do list here. I don't even live here.
You don't live next door no more, dude.
There's a fucking to-do
fucking
list.
The Ray Brown compound is no
I
more.
Keep it very simple. Hi, Mom. In the morning? She usually wakes me up off the couch, I'm falling asleep waiting on my dad.
And she packs your lunch.
She'll pack my lunch.
And then she fucking kisses you and sends you both on your way.
No, she doesn't.
She fucking packs you lunch every motherfucking day, brother.
My
Don't
dad.
You lie there.
My dad makes lunch, dude. But
whatever, your dad, your mom. Fuck, I wish I had somebody make a hot meal for me every day.
That's
like
not
that.
Hot. He throws it on the dashboard. He's like, Three the cheese melted. Cot, I think it's good to eat now. And I eat it and then get fucking food poisoning.
No, I don't let her make me food because it just gets gross in the truck. I don't like it.
It's
soggy.
Well, it's been so hot lately because it's the humidity so high. I haven't been eating. I can't eat. It's like, it makes me sick.
It's so fucking hot, dude. It's hard to breathe. These last couple of days have been shitty.
And when you're just fucking huffing windows up and down a fucking staircase, you're no.
Well, when you weigh fucking 300 pounds,
Not only 300 pounds, bitch.
Bitch. How much you weigh? 284?
No.
How much?
It was 272.
Ooh, I think you
know.
Steve are pretty close.
I've
dude.
Been at 255 forever, and I'm starting to get back into a fucking
Steve,
a
like
fat
two,
boy weight. Because it's always like, let's get the Midnight Munchies and, you know, we got
to
fucking
McChicken.
We can't
get the Midnight Munchies anymore because we can't even go to Walmart, dude. Closed. Bam. Shebang. Gone. No more. 10 o'clock? Gone. Or 11, I'm sorry. The fuck kind of shit is that, dude? Like, what happens if I wanted to get off here and go walk around and fucking look at fishing poles and shit?
Bro, we used to go to Walmart.
Video games.
They're nasty.
Midnight releases for video games.
Were there. Nastiest bitches were there at midnight.
Did you see GameStop's doing midnight releases again?
I really wanted, like, that was fun where I got to stand in line and everything.
Yeah, fuck that.
Remember when we stand in line?
Yeah, fuck that.
You would stand in line?
You fucking Zach Fat. Fat,
Dude, you almost said. You used to call him that all the time.
Thorpe. Thornberry?
Yeah. You can't call him that anymore. Yeah. We're not 15 anymore.
Yeah, we're not 12.
You fucking almost slipped up.
My bad, dog.
He's an EMT firefighter person.
Yeah, I know. I talked to a guy about him that knows him. Pretty good guy.
He's doing pretty good in life.
That's good.
Mom, be proud.
Yeah, he would. She would. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Ray. I need you to tell me what we're going out on tonight, bud. You always end it. Last night, Jeremy ended it. Now it's your turn.
What did he end it then? How did he say it?
I don't remember exactly what he said.
Did he say, good night?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Did he really? Yeah. I have to go back and watch the fucking show now. Yeah. God!
God, not even our own cast member listens to our show. That's how much we suck. He's like, yeah, dude, ain't nothing in that show. It's worth watching.
I was thinking, like, Wednesday. Cock listen, sucker. Tuesday night, I didn't get home until, like, 6:37. Yeah, so guess what?
The whole day on Wednesday, you could have put them fucking earbuds in. You got fucking Spotify. Just put music on. Could go in there and listen to the fucking podcast, Ray.
I know.
Well, God forbid.
My Spotify went down.
Ray fucking has Spotify, and he doesn't even follow the fucking show. What a guy.
Listen, I followed the show on Spotify on my old account, and then remember when I got the new debit card, and so I switched it.
No, you said you canceled it because you were tired of paying them high fees.
No, I didn't cancel it. I switched accounts, and I said I didn't know if I was going to put a new card on there, and it was like, hey, you got to put a new card. Yeah. No, it didn't cancel out. It just said...
You stopped paying for the subscription.
No, it said add a card, and you can go back to listening. I did, and it made me log back in, so I logged back in. And it fucking wiped everything out.
Everything.
800-something songs.
Everything. Oh, wow, dude. Just fucking drained a three-porter. Dude, this game is going to be a nail-biter. All right, Ray, what are we going out on, brother? People are ready to go home, dude. They're over it. 10 minutes late.
Oh.
Thank you for tuning into the show. It was just me and Ray. It's been the first time since 2013 we've been in the studio. I know.
We've been here once before alone.
Have we?
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the first test shows, I think it was. No. I don't think it was an actual episode. I don't think it was an episode.
It was when the other person left.
Was it?
That same night.
Oh.
We're like, is anybody coming in?
Oh.
And, yeah.
All right, what are we going on? Turn off my mic. It's all you, brother. I'm out.
Okay. Who am I saying goodnight to?
Whoever you want.
Good night, Spring Hill!
Woo! Number 27 was a thrill! See y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
This is real, 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 real talk radio. The OBE show is intended solely for the enjoyment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other use of the show without the written consent of the OBE Internet Radio Network is prohibited.